From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Smart water meters often get pitched as the solution to a city's water problems. They're more accurate, detect expensive water leaks early, and can save money because they need fewer workers to keep track of. That wasn't the case in Jackson, Mississippi. In 2013, the tech company Siemens sold Jackson smart water meters that only made the city's water problems worse. The meters failed to read water at some people's homes and sent others extraordinarily high bills. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom spoke with reporter Sarah Fowler about her new investigation showing Jackson was just one of at least eight Mississippi cities harmed by the faulty water meters.
Before we get into the details about what happened with these cities, we should lay out the stakes here, because faulty water meters, they don't sound like a big deal, but Jackson alone estimates these meters costed about $450 million. How do water meters cause so much trouble?
When your water meters don't work and you're not able to send bills, water is still flowing even if you're not able to charge people for them. So when you're not able to collect those bills because the bills weren't accurate, the number keeps ringing up and keeps ringing up. It's like a cash register, right? It just keeps going and keeps going. So the $450 million is not just the price of the contract, but it's all of it together. So when you can't accurately bill, then your debt increases and a whole host of problems arise from that.
Now, the problems with Siemens have been talked about before, but always like in the context of this deal with Jackson, Mississippi. But you found that there were a bunch of other cities that also had problems with Siemens, like Macomb, a small city about 80 miles south of Jackson. What happened there?
Macomb was actually the first city that we found that signed a deal with Siemens. There is a town of about 12,000 people. The meters, at the very beginning, they had problems with the installation. They said, according to the mayor, the meters were put in backwards. There was one in front of the mayor's house. It was a box in the ground. And when I went last June of 2023, there was still a hole in the top of the box where the antenna was supposed to go. A hole had been drilled, but the antenna was just never installed. So you have to have the antenna in order to enable this drive-by technology. And that's where some of the savings come in for the city, because instead of having people manually going and checking, getting out of the truck, going and checking and writing it down and then getting back in the truck and driving and, you know, going all over the place, they can just drive by the meter and it's supposed to log because of that antenna. When that antenna was not installed, then that obviously slowed the process down.
So basically, these water meters did not work as promised in Macomb, and it cost the city a ton of money. And despite all that, Jackson got into its own deal with Siemens in 2013. Considering all that went wrong in Macomb, how did this deal not get squashed?
So the mayor of Macomb said to me that he actually called a member of the city council and told them to run. He said that, you know, no one ever called him back on that, but there didn't seem to be a lot of questions that were asked at the time. But what you have to remember, too, is that Jackson was in a desperate situation. They felt like their back was against the wall. They were hemorrhaging money, and they needed to have their bills paid. Like, they needed the water to work. They needed to be able to bill people properly and people to be able to pay those bills. They needed this revenue stream coming in.
What really struck me about your investigation was, again, I often when I hear about the Siemens deal, it's always in the frame of Jackson. It seemed like a Jackson-only problem. But you went through and you found that, yeah, there were more cities that had these issues and had their own bad deals with Siemens.
If you think about it, I mean, who knows about water meters, right? Like, if you had told me a year ago that I would know the ins and outs of water meters, I mean, come on, right? But this is what I've been doing, and so I can have a conversation about it. Most people on a city council, they're busy with balancing budgets or dealing with, you know, personnel on a school board or things of that nature. They're not focused on the day-to-day of how your water department works. So when you have someone who claims to be an expert in their field coming and saying, hey, this is how we can accurately measure your water, save you money, and make you money, and you don't have to pay for it. You know, they're saying that these meters would pay for themselves, right? That sounds like a great idea. But it wasn't just Siemens. And I think that's what's important, is it wasn't just Siemens that was going around and doing this to cities across Mississippi. There were multiple companies that went through and sold meters that didn't do what they promised.
What could these cities or the state of Mississippi have done to prevent this?
I don't know what the cities could have done. I wasn't in that position. But I will say all of these projects went through the Mississippi Development Authority. And Cleveland, Mississippi in particular, reached out to the Mississippi Development Authority and told them that they were hemorrhaging money and that they could not afford to go on the way that they were. And the attorney for the city of Cleveland said that they never heard back from anyone at MDA. So MDA knew that this was happening, and yet it continued.
That was journalist Sarah Fowler talking to Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom. You can read her full investigation at the New York Times and Mississippi Today's websites.